And I bring you greetings from the Smithsonian Church of Christ. We're just glad to come into your home this morning. We serve a mighty good God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great God of heaven, the great God who created the universe, our Heavenly Father, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the great I Am, the great power source, God of grace, God of mercy, God of wisdom, God of peace, who has brought us thus far. Well, we thank him and who blesses us, who has blessed us to travel this journey into this new year. We're so thankful that he has blessed each and every one of you out there in radio land. We pray that God continue to bless you and pour you down some blessings from heaven. Open up the windows of heaven and pour you down a blessing. But now as we launch into our lesson this morning, we're looking at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God realized that man needed a redeemer, man needed a savior, so he sent his only begotten son. As we look down, even now in the world, there seem to be trouble everywhere. You'll see trouble in the east, trouble in the west, trouble in the north, trouble in the south, trouble even in the White House and in the Congress and even the Senate and in the cities and in your homes and in the family, trouble even in the church, you see. There seem to be trouble everywhere. The storms are raging and it seems the world seems to be reeling and rocking and seem to be, you know, that trouble is seem to be on this trembling and shaking and wind is howling and storms are raging and seem like things just going all out of control. Sin is on the rampage and we need an answer, and God always providing an answer, just like he did in times of old. You see, when man was so sinful and man became so sinful, he looked under the earth, beneath the earth, and above the earth, and he sent his only begotten son that he might come and redeem man. He might come and save man. That man might be saved. And so we need to hear the Savior. He sent his only begotten son down. Jesus is the answer, and that is our lesson text for this morning, and that is Jesus is the answer. He was the answer then. He is the answer now. We need to obey him. You remember over in Matthew the 17th chapter, when Jesus went up into the mountain of transfiguration with Peter, James, and John, Peter said, Lord, let us build three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for thee. And it sounded good, but God intervened, and we know that Moses was a great lawgiver. He had Mount Sinai. Elijah was a great prophet. He had Mount Carmel. But Christ was God's only begotten son who had Mount Calvary. And God, when they arose up, they only saw Christ. And Jesus, God said, hear ye him, my beloved son. We need to hear his beloved son. His beloved son is Jesus. So we need an answer. Jesus is the answer. He is the answer. Man is looking for an answer. We know that we have the best pilot, the best captain, and Jesus is the answer. He was the answer then. According to Matthew 16 and 16, he said, Mark 16 and 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And if you want to be saved today, now you see, you need to trust in the Lord. And the Lord gave us a good parable of the two builders. According to Matthew 7 and 24 and 27, he said, whosoever hears these sayings of mine is likened unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. The rain descended, the winds blew, and the house fell because it was not, the wise man's house was built upon the rock. He said, but whosoever hears these sayings of mine and obeyeth them not is likened unto a foolish man. The rain descended, the wind blew and beat upon that house. Well, it fell because it was founded on the sand. He was trying to let us know that we need to build our house on the solid rock, on him, on Jesus, you see. Jesus is the answer. He was the answer then. He is the answer now. Trust in Jesus, you see. We're going through, I can remember the woman when she came to the well. You remember she came to Jacob's well and Jesus began to, he said, give unto me to drink. And she told him, said, the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. She said, he explained to her, you don't know who I am. You see, she didn't know that she was talking to the Savior who came to redeem man, who came to save man, who came to deliver man. But she said, I perceive thou art a prophet, or one come from God, because nobody else can do these things. He said, because we're waiting for the Messiah to come. And then she didn't realize that she was talking to the Messiah. You see, and she went to witness and told the men and people, and she said, come and hear a man. Is this the Messiah, the one that we've been looking for to come and to redeem us, to come and to give us some newness in life? You see, the Samaritans didn't have the same right as the Israelites, but as the Jews. But now, you see, they have an opportunity, you see, because Christ has come. Christ was the answer then. He is the answer now. And we need to trust in him. You see, there's some dark days ahead. There's some mountains so high that we got to climb. There's some deep rivers we got to cross, and we need to have Jesus. And I'm telling you, as we launch out in this new year, we need Jesus. Jesus is the answer. He was the answer in the past. He's the answer now. Trust in Jesus, who's able to save you. You see, God sent his only begotten son to be the answer for mankind. You see, we need to trust in him. He's able to keep us. He's able to save us. Trust in his word, the Bible. He'll guide you safely home to a mighty good home, a promised land laid out for the children of God. Trust in him. I declare unto you today, you need a Savior. Jesus is the answer. He's the answer to man's problems in the past. He has the solution. Trust in him. May he bless you. Come on out to the Smithsonian Church of Christ.